DNA testing. The Transportation Security Administration considering ending passenger screenings at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports to save money. A federal appeals court rules the Trump administration's threat to block so-called sanctuary cities from getting federal grants is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issuing that ruling yesterday, it says only Congress has the authority to impose conditions on federal grants. The government says the number of first-time jobless claims filed last week rose slightly from the week before, just by 1,000, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer is on paid leave as the university investigates abuse claims against his former assistant. The university making the move yesterday as it investigates a report that Meyer knew about the assault allegations former assistant coach Zach Smith's ex-wife had made in 2015. The search for a missing University of Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts, taking authorities outside of Iowa. Police in Kearney, Missouri say Tibbetts was possibly at a local truck stop on the 26th of July. Video footage was reviewed and statements were taken from witnesses before police alerted authorities in Iowa of their investigation. The 20-year-old disappeared on July 18th. A Chicago Cubs fan hurt by a metal pin that falls out of the scoreboard at Wrigley Field may sue the team, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Kyle McAleer says a plastic bucket that he was wearing on his head probably saved his life, and he is still considering a lawsuit against the Cubs, even though they've sent him gifts, including a jersey. McAleer was sitting with his family and friends underneath the Wrigley Field's manual scoreboard when a loose pin rolled out of the scoreboard and hit him on the head during a game. The 20-year-old man from Iowa said he began wearing the bucket with his family as a rally cap. McAleer said, luckily, he put the bucket on his head about a half an inning before the injury happened.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it's 81 degrees in Flemington. The high, very high humidity forecast for today is mostly cloudy, a high of 86, showers and thunderstorms mainly after 3 p.m. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, and then tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, into Saturday morning before noon, and then partly sunny with a high of 86, and then mostly sunny with a high of 88 on Sunday.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I've just been told by our producer 1.5 seconds before we go on the air that there's no music. I would have sung something, Jennifer.
Can't open my email.
In the good old summertime. Come on, something.
That's good.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live with some glitches over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. Can't you just go on YouTube or something and play a song?
That's what I'm trying to do. But I'm really disturbed that I can't. Like, I set myself a message.
You got to let it go and just move on, Jennifer.
All right, keep going.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m., please, despite our slow start today, and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, I'm just realizing I wrote this copy before I knew the concert was going to be on last night, because I wrote our summer concert series will persevere despite the weather, because I thought yesterday's outdoor summer concert at the Hunterdon County Library was going to be canceled. And lo and behold, Jennifer, we were able to hold it. So I'll tell you all about last night's concert and preview. Though I kind of like saying preview that way. Maybe I'll start a trend.
Okay.
We still have 3 more concerts. We'll preview them and tell you what to expect. There is still time to get in on the fun of our summer reading clubs for both kids and adults. We'll be celebrating National Library Card Month in September by offering discounts at local businesses just by showing your library card. Jennifer wants to know why the dove gets to be the peace symbol. How about the pillow? It has more feathers than the dove, and it doesn't have that dangerous beak. Our fall concert series, the HCL Amateur Photography Show, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer. What are we listening to now?
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
What was your weather forecast for this Saturday? You said it was clearing
showers
up by noon?
Yes.
Because I got in front of me a big poster that the Flemington Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival, well, 1 out of 3 is in bad, Jennifer.
Oh,
will be happening.
My
I like corn too, actually. It's happening Saturday, August 4th on Stangle Road from noon to 8. They'll be featuring live music, craft. This sounds really good. I'm going to this.
Are you?
Live music, craft beer, fresh locally made food, obviously using corn and tomatoes, I'm assuming, Jennifer. Artisans and vendors, and I believe Kara, my daughter, is one of the vendors.
Nice.
Kids games and family fun, Jennifer. This is on Stengel Road in Flemington this Saturday, August 4th. Jennifer said at the beginning of the show that the thunderstorms will be pushing out by noon, so the weather should be glorious. I said it.
You said it.
Maybe under changeable skies. For more information about the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival, go to exploreflemington.com. That's a new website I don't think I'm familiar with.
It's
Is that a chamber website?
No, it's the Flemington, the thing that used to be the bid.
Oh, yeah? Is it a good website? Maybe we should pull it up at the break. I want to see what it is.
Because
okay. Maybe we can put our events on their webpage. Or we're not technically on Flemington.
We're not
Flemington.
In the borough. It's
going to be in
borough.
The borough?
Yes. Yeah.
Is Stangle Road in the borough?
It sure is.
Are you in the borough?
I am not.
You are not in the borough?
I am the third house out of the borough.
Well, you'd have some kind of quandary if you were in the borough and you worked at the Hunterdon County Library.
We have people. I used to live in the borough.
Oh, yeah? And that's not a conflict of interest?
No. As long as I live in New Jersey.
Okay, so the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival. I'll be there. Jennifer, are you going to be there? Jennifer, you could walk there from your house.
I work Saturday. I could walk there from work.
From noon to 8 you work?
Yes.
I thought the library closed at 5.
It does.
How about from 5 o'clock? I'll meet you for a buy a beer.
5 o'clock I have church. I'll meet you there around 7.
7 o'clock? Okay. 7 o'clock it is. You're laughing like you're not going to show up. I'm going to be standing there again, looking around and you're just not going to show.
Were you at Salsa
Unapologetically.
Night? Were you at Salsa Night?
No, poured, I heard.
Yeah,
I was in Vermont.
It was still there.
I didn't, but
I
was,
did stop.
I was in Vermont, where I would have gone. I've gone the past years.
I stopped. It was drizzly.
Unfortunately, it rained. They should have a rain day for that.
No, they still had it.
I know, but they should have a rain day. They put a lot of work into that.
I know, but
and
I
hear it
poured. And I think sometimes when you put that much work into something, it's hard to have a rain date for life. So anyway, I'm playing Alexander's Ragtime Band because of...
Because of why?
For last night. That makes me think of the Blauenberg Band.
Okay, so...
So how was it?
Last night we had our second... Actually, it should have been our third concert of the summer, but we had last year's... Or last week's Summer Swing Orchestra was canceled, but good news is it was postponed, not canceled. It'll be on August 22nd at the North County Branch Library. That's the Summer Swing Orchestra. But last night, the weather miraculously improved from the day before, which I was sure
from the morning
was going to rain. And actually, it turned into a very nice evening, Jennifer, with the sun behind the clouds. It was very comfortable out there. And the Blauenberg Band, New Jersey's biggest community band, performed to a very appreciative crowd. They played a lot of Sousa, of course. They played a George M. Cohan medley. They played a medley from The Unsinkable Molly Brown. They were very good. I really like them. It's about a 40-piece orchestra, and they play, you know, the popular marches like the Washington Post March, the Semper Fi Marine Corps March, of course, Stars and Stripes Forever wraps it up, and they have an incredible piccolo player that does that very hard part. So if you've never heard the Blauenberg Band perform, they perform locally. I believe they have a webpage, so look them up. But last night's concert was another success for the outdoor summer concerts here, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And we have three more shows.
What's next?
Yes, three more shows. So next Wednesday, we're going to be up at the North County Branch Library for Raritan Valley Recovery. It's a wide-ranging program including bluegrass classics, Jennifer, old-time fiddle tunes, along with a smattering of country, folk, and pop. So this is a new band for our summer concert series. It's August 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And then on August 15th at 6:30 p.m., Rave On was supposed to be our final concert of the summer, but as I mentioned, we have one more after that. So Rave On, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Main Library on Route 12 in Flemington. Rave On is a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. If you've never heard Rave On with their lead singer Chris Rozelle, I highly suggest coming to this show. No reservations are required. Just show up with a blanket or a chair and a nice picnic dinner and enjoy a nice summer evening at the Hunterdon County Library. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And let me just mention one more time that there will be one more concert after that on August 22nd at the North County Branch Library. The Summer Swing Orchestra will be performing starting at 6:30 p.m. We hope to see you there.
But dare I say that do make reservations for Rave On in the event. In the event of inclement weather, it will be brought inside.
It will be brought indoors.
But it's not going to be inclement weather. It's going to be perfect weather that night.
Let's hope, Jennifer.
Yes. So we're going to go to our first commercial break, and we will be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. My name is Jim Thatch. I'm sitting across the desk from Jennifer Winberry. Find this. Is this real wood?
It looks like.
Pine?
I don't know. It looks maple, but that's probably just the finish.
It's time for Today in History. It's the time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the state. Today is August 2nd. Yesterday was my son William's birthday.
Happy birthday, William.
He's the father of my grandson.
How was your day week with Fisher?
It was great.
I got to meet Fisher.
Yes, you did. Fisher came to the library.
I walked into the children's room, and there's Fisher sitting on a chair next to a girl already. Grandpa's
so,
been
yes,
teaching him.
We were very fortunate to have them. We spent 2 weeks with them. So by the end of the 2 weeks, and the baby was very comfortable with us. And Laura's struggling now. Where was I? Today in history, it's August 2nd. I'm going to give a list of events that happened on August 2nd in years past. See if Jennifer knows, can answer these trivia questions about them. I do not have any people that were born or who have died on August 2nd. No one tickled my fancy today.
Sorry,
so I just let
that.
It go. Let's go back to 1776, Jennifer. Little known fact. The signing, I'll just say this one, I don't have a trivia question for it. The signing of the United States Declaration of Independence took place on this date. How is that possible?
Because it took a while for everybody to get to Philadelphia.
No, this was.
Or they rewrote it?
This was the second copy. The second copy that's on display in Washington, D.C. This is that's the copy that was signed on August 2nd. I guess they made another...
They had to make...
But did they mimic their... Like, did John Hancock sign his name in big on both of them?
Well, I would think so. If the one on display has the big John Hancock, then sure, he must have done, right?
I don't know. This is a question I don't know. Obviously, there's two copies of the Declaration of Independence. Did the people sign in the exact same spot? The exact same people signed? What about the second time around? Did George Washington say, you know, maybe I'll sign this time. I'm in town. Or Patrick Henry? You know what? I should probably sign that sucker. But they didn't. It's the exact same names. And John Hancock signed the big twice so King George could see without using his glasses, et cetera, et cetera. A little bit of a vague history here, Jennifer. Okay. I need some clarification. Unfortunately, loyal listener Kiko, I don't think he's listening, or I would get an answer. Kiko, if you are listening, I would appreciate the answer. Okay, on this date in 1923, Jennifer, who was sworn in as President of the United States upon the death of Warren G. Harding?
What year?
1923. Probably our greatest U.S. president.
Wilson.
No.
Roosevelt.
Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, that's right. You think he's...
Vermont's own Calvin Coolidge. I just saw his gravesite last week. He's buried in Plymouth Notch Vermont.
And did you pay his proper homage to him?
I did. We took Fisher to see Calvin Coolidge's grave. And wonderful. His boyhood, his very interesting, if you're a history buff and a U.S. president buff, Calvin Coolidge's entire boyhood village has been restored or has been, what word am I looking for, maintained. It is there as it was when he was a boy.
Is it
in
like,
its entirety, the village.
Is it like Allaire State Park where it's a historical thing or you can still go?
There's a museum there. So you can, like, you can walk around, but if you want to go inside the buildings, you have to pay a fee.
Okay, so it's not like a town, like a working town.
There's a general store there, and there actually is a working cheese shop there where you can see cheese being made. But then his where he was born, the church he went to, the house that he was sworn in as president, his father's general store, it's all there. It's very interesting. And then there's a barn and a museum with a barn or a barn with a museum in it.
But you don't pay like one.
But you can pay you could just go walk around if you want, or you can pay the fee and get the tours and get the history inside the houses.
Got it.
Which you should do so that the money goes to keeping,
right, but you might want to
restoring
wait
the village.
Fisher's a little older before you're subjected
oh, yeah.
to that.
No, we just drove through. We didn't actually get out of the car.
I see.
But if you're a history buff and a presidential history buff, it's a must-see. And then Calvin Coolidge is buried just down the road in a cemetery. It's fascinating. That was about 5 minutes from the house we rented.
Very nice.
Okay, Jennifer, my follow-up question. Warren G. Harding, of course, died enabling Calvin Coolidge to become president. How did Warren G. Harding die?
Did he have pneumonia? No, that was McKinley.
A heart attack. He was touring California on a speaking tour and had a heart attack and died. Coolidge was in Vermont when it happened and was sworn in the house that you can tour.
Hmm.
1934, Jennifer. Let me see if I can pronounce this right. Gleichschaltung occurred. What was big event on this date in Germany, obviously? Gleichschaltung. What event was Gleichschaltung? I'm pronouncing as best I can. In Germany.
Don't know.
President Paul von Hindenburg dies, paving the way for one Adolf Hitler.
So what does that mean?
To become a Führer of Germany.
So what does that mean?
Gleichschaltung? I have no idea, Jennifer.
Oh.
I'm not German. I am a little German.
You couldn't click on
it? But not enough to... I couldn't click on it? No.
Spell it.
I don't know. G-L-E-I-C-H.
G-L.
E-I-C-H. S-C-H-A-L. It should come up after that.
G-L-E-I-C-H.
Let's move along.
Keep going.
Okay, 1939, Jennifer.
Okay.
Let's see how to reword this as a question.
You're supposed to do this ahead of time, James.
Okay. 1939. Well, excuse me. At least I brought something to the show. Albert Einstein and Leo Szilard, Jennifer, write a letter to Franklin Delano Roosevelt on this date in 1939. What were basically the contents of that letter?
Are they proposing the nuclear bomb?
Very good. They were urging him to begin the Manhattan Project to develop a nuclear weapon. Why were they so urgent about that? To battle Germany? Why did they want to do it? To use it as a weapon or just to...
I think to have it. I think because there were a lot of rumors that Germany had one.
Okay.
Or was working on one. So it was important to have it, I think, in place. Because in the end, they didn't use it on Germany.
Okay, Jennifer, then a big day that launched a great man. Jennifer, in 1943, well, not a great day for this guy. Probably one of the worst days of his life, actually. I'm going to phrase it that way, Jennifer. This was probably the worst day in the life of John F. Kennedy. And it occurred on this date, August 2nd, 1943. What could have been the worst thing that could have happened to John F. Kennedy?
In 1943?
Yeah.
Well, 20 years later, he was shot and killed, which I would have thought was pretty bad.
Yes.
So what could be even worse than that?
He should have been killed on this date.
The U-boat was his U-boat?
A PT boat commanded by him was rammed and cut in two by the Japanese destroyer Amagiri. It sinks. Lieutenant John F. Kennedy saves all but two of his crew. Fascinating story. If you don't know the story of PT-109,
I'm surprised there surprised there hasn't been a recent movie.
There should be. I mean, John F. Kennedy was a bona fide hero, Jennifer.
Right. I mean, there is a film from 1963, but I'm surprised there hasn't been like a more modern.
So, a brief recap: John F. Kennedy was a PT boat. A PT stands for something torpedo. So they go around in the Pacific, I guess, looking to sink Japanese ships. But a Japanese destroyer spotted them and just slammed them, cut the boat in two. Two people died, I believe, immediately. And then there were other two PT boats in the area that just took off, just left them for dead. But Kennedy was an excellent swimmer. It was, I guess, a college swimmer. And they had to pick an island. They were in Japanese waters. They had to pick an island that didn't have any Japanese people on it, Jennifer. So they picked the smallest island and swam toward it. I guess it was like 4 or 5 miles away.
Right, and they're taking a chance that nobody's on it.
Right. So he picked an island that he was hoping no Japanese people were on. And I guess they were right. And he had to carry or swim with, I think, 200 people. But everybody, I think 11 people in all, made it to this island.
Yeah,
and then hid as Japanese patrols went by and by, said they were marooned on this little island. So at night, he would go out swimming, trying to find another island or trying to find a flag down a passing U.S. boat. And it took, I think, a week till they finally, I believe he wrote a message on a coconut, if I'm not mistaken, and gave it to a native who passed it along to an army, to a U.S., some U.S. boat or something, base. And they were able to rescue them. Fascinating story. You're right, Jennifer. There should be a good,
modern day movie.
Like a Spielberg movie about it.
Right.
Not the Cliff Robertson version from 1963 or something.
Yeah, which was fine.
Which was fine, Jennifer. But the way they make movies now?
Right, that's why I'm surprised.
I'm kind of shocked.
That's my point.
Okay. Well, you made a nice point there, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Like, I'm going to acknowledge that because those are usually few and far between.
Uh-huh.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I am right now trying to do some Born Today.
Oh, you are?
Since you didn't
have...
can't
let it go. Okay, go ahead.
1871, John Sloan.
John Sloan was born on this date?
He was.
John Sloan. Sloan Kettering Hospital?
No, he's an American painter and illustrator.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I know Eric Sloan, one of my favorite artists.
I know.
From Connecticut. You can visit his museum in, what's the name of that town?
You got the slobble. Museum.
Museum. I'm just misspeaking a lot today. Sometimes that happens, Jennifer.
That's okay.
I'm trying to fight through it.
That's okay. So today, 1924, James Baldwin was born.
James Baldwin, did he make pianos?
No. He was an American novelist. He wrote, one of his most famous is If Beale Street Could Talk or Go Tell It on a Mountain. He was an African-American author.
I'm not familiar with his work, Jennifer.
All right, 1924, you must know this person, Carol O'Connor.
Oh, Carol O'Connor, of course, most famously played Archie Bunker on All in the Family.
Yes, he did, indeed.
He was in another show called The Heat of the Night, I think, or In the Heat of the Night.
Yes. I'm trying to flip through real fast. I don't know if you'll know him. Jesse Adler Olsen.
Jesse Adler Olsen, that was the father of the Olsen twins.
No, he's a Danish author and publisher. His work is being published in the United States.
What? So who is?
All right.
You don't even know who it is.
I do. 1955, Caleb Carr.
Who?
Caleb Carr.
Caleb Carr? C-A-R-R?
Uh-huh.
Caleb Carr. I want to at least make a guess, Jennifer.
Make a guess, Jim.
Caleb Carr. The car fires that are happening right now in California are somehow connected to him.
No, but that's terrible. Those are terrible. He's an American novelist and historian. He wrote The Alienist. Nope.
So it's all literature with you, huh?
Mary Louise Parker was born today in 1964.
Oh, I should know who she is. Is she Tarzan's mate?
Mary Louise Parker? Oh, my goodness. Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, was she in that? That's her?
Yeah.
Good movie, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yes.
DVD alert. I'm sure we have that one in our collection.
We do.
Kathy Bates and Mary Louise Parker?
Yes.
I love movies like that.
How did you miss this? Died today in 1923, Harding. You asked it in a different way, didn't you?
But the point I was quickly making about Fried Green Tomatoes, so I like movies that really take care in showing a time and place and an era and really making you feel like you knew what it was like then.
Yes.
Which that was the rural South.
Yes.
From the 19, maybe 30s or 40s in that movie.
Today, William Burroughs died in...
He wrote Tarzan? Oh, that was Edgar Rice Burroughs.
That was Edgar Rice Burroughs. On The Naked Lunch, he was a beat.
You got to spread it out a little bit, Jennifer. They all can't be authors.
Well, those are the ones I know.
That's why I never put sports people in it for you, because...
I know.
I would think,
but I don't think
I want the same professional courtesy.
But I don't think you would know some of... I don't think you'd know a lot of these people.
Try it. Try me. I might surprise you.
All right. This one. Well, there's another one, but...
At least make a guess, an entertaining guess at it.
All right. This is an author.
That's debatable.
It's an author. He died today in 1990. But he also made another very good movie that has a very good sense in place. Norman MacLean.
Okay.
One of his... I know you've seen the movie.
Well, describe the movie to me.
It is set set in the...
You don't even know.
The Midwest or the Upper Midwest.
Fargo.
No, not that far. He has a brother. It's the early... Oh, Montana, yes.
A river runs through it.
Yes. Yes.
What was the last name? MacLean? I should have gotten that one.
Yes.
Paul and... It's a good movie.
Yes.
Actually, it's a good metaphor. The whole movie is a big metaphor, Jennifer.
Yes. It's a very good movie.
Starring Robert Redford.
Yes.
Well, really Brad Pitt and... I forget the other guy's name. And Viper from Top Gun was the father. But Jennifer, his name wasn't Viper in that movie.
No, it was not. And actually,
but fishing was a metaphor in that movie.
It was another good movie with a good setting.
Exactly.
Place.
Good call on that one, Jennifer.
Thank you. So we have some movies. I'm not so sure.
All right, I think I have that list too, so I can follow along.
You can follow along at home. So this Friday and Saturday at the North County branch, we'll be showing Wonder, which tells the incredibly inspiring and heartwarming story of August Pullman, a boy with facial differences who enters fifth grade attending a mainstream elementary school for the first time. And tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, it will be shown with captions. Next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, and then again on August 17th and 18th at 2 at the North County Branch Library, we will be showing Roman J. Israel, Esquire. And it's starring Denzel Washington. I saw the previews for this.
And
it looks really funny. It looks very good. But
you don't like funny movies.
It's good. And the timing just never worked out. Roman J. Israel, Esquire is a driven, idealistic defense attorney who finds himself in a tumultuous series of events that leads to a crisis and the necessity for extreme action.
That's the vaguest description of a movie I've ever heard.
Don't you read your flyer? And it's set in the early... It looks set in the 70s. Then on August 23rd...
So it's a true story, I'm assuming.
It's not.
That's not a true story based on a true story?
It's not. I don't believe it's based on a true story.
I find that hard to believe.
The next one is a true story.
I think you're telling tales out of school.
And it's Emma Stone and Steve Carell in Battle of the Sexes, the true story. Steve Carell, sorry.
I got to pronounce something correctly.
The true story... I thought you were doing it on purpose. The true story of the 1973 tennis match between world number one Billie Jean King and ex-champion and serial hustler Bobby Riggs. And then September 6th is...
So the real story of that is Bobby Riggs wasn't the male chauvinist pig that everybody thought he was, Jennifer. He was doing that to highlight women's rights, I think.
You think?
I believe so. I think Bobby Riggs gets a bad match there. I think he acted it up, you know, to make it an event and kind of thing. But I don't think he felt that way. I haven't seen the movie, so if the movie says it some other way and I'm wrong, I'd be surprised. But I don't think so.
Okay, and on September 6th...
Well, Bobby Riggs' family never would have allowed that movie to be made.
It's one of my favorite movies from last year. Don't forget Phantom of Threads was this year. Murder on the Orient Express, the remake.
Note to self, never see Murder on the Orient Express.
No, it was when a murder occurs on a train he's traveling on, celebrated detective Hercule Poirot is recruited to solve the case. And it is... stellar cast.
As the train's moving?
The train stops. It gets avalanched in.
Oh, so the train stops, so he has to go sit it there.
Right. And
is that the best train suspense murder movie of all time, Jennifer? I think I know a better one.
Which one?
Strangers on a Train. Yeah, that's about.
Is that the one that just came out with Liam Neeson?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, that was something
else. It's a classic story where two strangers meet on a train and they decide to get away with murder. They each perform a murder for the other person, so they'd get away with it. There would be no way to trace it.
I see. Well, I think that's the premise. Well, this is based on the Agatha Christie, of course.
Right, which means unwatchable.
No, Johnny Depp, Daisy Ridley, who was also in something else.
Star Wars.
Well, besides that, there was something else she had just been in.
Besides that, she was in Rogue One, I believe, Jennifer, the best Star Wars movie out of all of them.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Judi Dench, Penelope Cruz.
But they're not allowed to make this type of movie without Dame Judi Dench in it.
Right. Josh Gad, Leslie Odom, Lucy Boynton, William Dafoe, Derek Jacobi.
So what other famous movies would I know that how do you pronounce his name?
Hercule Poirot.
That is the protagonist in. Is he like a whole series of famous movies, I would assume?
The Death on the Nile, the original, is an Agatha Christie character. And at the end of this, you can see that...
So are we showing no movies? Oh, never showing. Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
What are you talking? I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm not talking about anything.
That's
continue odd. With your thought.
Well, I can't. You said we're showing new movies.
No, and I said forget it, Jennifer.
I know, but I'm curious now. What was the rest of that thought?
You'll never know.
I won't, and it'll drive me mad.
That's the whole point of this. Ingris, Jennifer. I'm moving on.
Ingris.
Art display. A collection of 47 paintings from a personal archive are on display at the North County Branch Library of the Hunterdon County Library. That's 65 Halsted Street in Clinton, New Jersey. It will be on display during the month of August, Jennifer. The collection includes watercolors, monoprints, silkscreens, archival glyce. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. It's one of these days I'm going to learn how to pronounce a lot of words. Glyce prints. Collages, and I'm an artist, Jennifer.
I was going to say.
Stenciled acrylics and a lifetime of experimentation of styles and media. You can meet the artist, Jennifer Ingris.
Is she the artist? It's a lot like collection.
She's the artist.
Okay, I was unclear from the.
You can meet her. She looks a lot like Meryl Streep on Saturday, August 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. On display during the month of August at the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer. Being set up today are. And Jennifer, you're going to love this display. This is a gifted artist. This is going to be a famous artist someday. She goes to college now. Her name is Abigail Rugg. And her paintings are extraordinary.
Okay.
And she will be showing her work throughout the month of August at the Hunterdon County Library main branch on Route 12 in Flemington. And as a bonus display, the Courthouse Quilters have a display during the month of August.
Oh, does one of them want to hang
in during the month of August in our display cases in the lobby?
Would one of them like to hang a quilt in the?
I don't know, Jennifer. I'm not a mind reader.
If anyone out there would like to hang a quilt,
You ready to take yours down?
Well, mine's been there since January. I would think people are tired of it.
It's nice. I like it. I'm not sick of it yet.
Okay.
Are you? You want a bang?
Glycé was originally coined in 1991 by printmaker.
Is that how you say it?
Duguin, yes.
Glycé?
Glycle. For fine art digital prints made on inkjet printers.
Right.
The name originally applied to fine art prints has since mean any inkjet print.
Gotcha, Jennifer.
So there you go, and there you have it. So we're finishing up the Summer Reading Club for kids, aren't we?
We are. The Summer Reading Club goes until August 31st, Jennifer. So there's still almost a full month left for story times, performers, and programs for teens and tweens. So I think the teens and tween programs are over. They had another one of those Lego builds last night at the library. We've got to figure out a way to get this as a regular thing. It's a cool thing, and the kids are really into it.
Yeah, they. It's actually the club at the high school that uses
the space. We got to partner with them or something.
Yeah.
What can we do? How can we?
We can free up the meeting room every single Saturday for them.
Is that possible? No. Every single Saturday?
Yeah, they wanted it like every Saturday.
About once a month.
No, they wanted it. They need it every Saturday because they're competitive.
Ah.
Yeah.
They don't, can't do Sunday.
There was you got to talk to Karen Lewis about it, but yeah, there were issues.
Okay, Summer Reading Club is for ages 2 and up. There's still a few programs. There was one today. Actually, there's one this afternoon. Free tickets are required, and there might be some available still, Jennifer. There'll be performing the play The Jungle Book in our meeting room today. It's going on right now, actually, or just ended, but there's another performance this afternoon from 1:30 to 2:15. It's for ages 3 and up. It's presented by Family Stages Theater Group. They'll be performing The Jungle Book. And then one more program after that. Free tickets are available. Free tickets will be available starting tomorrow and are required for Campfire Storyteller, who will be telling the story of Beauty and the Beast, or something similar if they have changed the topic of their program. This is also for ages 3 and up, and two performance times at 10:30 and at 1:30. So these are the summer special programs for children. As the Summer Reading Club winds down, there's still time to join the club and read books and win prizes, as well as the Adult Summer Reading Club. They go throughout the month of August. In fact, their year-end Summer Reading Club party, which is a must-do event, Jennifer, is August 30th.
Yes.
So it's still time to join the club, win gift cards, and win the grand prize. All the information is on our webpage, hclibrary.us, as well as all the programs Jennifer and I discuss and talk about here. Let's go to our last commercial break, Jennifer.
You read my mind.
A preview of Fred Miller in the fall. We have our fall concerts. I have them all right in front of me if people want to preview what's coming up this fall at the Hunterdon County Library.
Okay, we will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gonneau will be in a few minutes to take care of business. Before Jim gives you the highlights of the fall programming, I do want to say one program note for this. Next week I'm going to be starting at 10 o'clock, and I will be joined on the phone by the library marketing reps from HarperCollins, and they will tell us all about their exciting new books coming out for the fall. So these are great bunch
circle
of
the calendar.
No, really, they're really
I'm serious.
People.
What do you mean, no, really?
No,
I'm telling
really
people to save
only,
the date.
Yes, so I'll be starting at 10
Were you
o'clock.
Assuming I was being sarcastic there?
Well, it is a history.
Not for library events, Jennifer. I'm full force, Jennifer.
Okay. So what do you got coming up?
So the fall, as always, a big season at the Hunterton County Library. We have so much. I mean, we have the big events like our discounts with your library card. We have the annual HCL amateur photography show on schedule again. We have the big gingerbread competition. But we also have concerts, Jennifer. We have a series of afternoon concerts with Fred Miller that we've been doing for nearly two decades. He'll be here in October, November, and December at both the North County Branch and the Hunterton County Main Library. In October, he'll be presenting Cantari, the Italian presence in American popular song. In November, he'll be telling us all and singing about Cole Porter, the ultimate sophisticate of American popular song. And then he wraps it all up with his world-famous An American Christmas, the annual tradition to sing in the holidays. So all the programs that I will be discussing are on our webpage. Well, we'll be on our webpage in a timely fashion. Might not be there quite yet because it's not quite fall, Jennifer. But here's a sneak preview of our fall concerts. We usually have two concerts at the Hunterton County Library every month from September to December. Got quite a few new ones this year, Jennifer. Starting in September, on Wednesday, September 12th, our programs start at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are possible through a grant by the Cultural and Heritage Commission. So Wednesday, September 12th, we'll kick it all off with a Simon and Garfunkel tribute with the band Cuckoo Cuckoo. That's Tom Johnson and Ed Jankowitz, a duo of guitarists and singers paying tribute to Simon and Garfunkel. Jazz vocalist Rhonda Dene, who's done holiday concerts up at the North County Branch Library, will be doing a jazz performance for us on Wednesday, September 26th at 7 p.m. And then we move on to October. Wednesday, October 3rd, Francine and Joel will be performing A Love Affair with the Movies.
Oh,
so
good.
All movie
I'm glad
songs.
You picked that one.
Yes. And then the Long Hill String Band, who performed for us outdoors at the North County Branch last year, we'll be moving indoors with an evening of old-time music on Wednesday, October 24th at the Hunterton County Library. In November, the healing power of music, Jennifer, with Machis Wind, who is a very world-renowned performer.
What will he be? What is his?
The healing power of music.
What is his, what instrument does he?
He's a guitarist and a singer.
Interesting.
Look him up. He's world famous, Jennifer. We're lucky to have him. And then Groove and Easy, a new band for us, will be doing jazz and swing standards at the Hunter County Library on Wednesday, November 14th.
Their name is very misleading. I think I said that last week.
Groove and Easy?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't name them.
No, Jennifer. I know, but wouldn't you think it would be like a 60s, 70s kind of easy listening?
You're thinking Lionel Richie or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this is jazz and swing standards with the band Groove and Easy. I'll make sure I spell that out on the flyer. Wednesday, November 14th at 7 p.m. And then December. This hasn't changed in years past, Jennifer. These are two of our traditional shows. Wednesday, December 5th, Eric Mantel. The Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet returns with a jazz holiday. Always a popular sold-out program. And then we wrap it all up for 2018 with the Hundred and Harmonizers annual holiday show. The Hundred and Harmonizers, of course, is the whole barbershop chorus will be here performing. They do an annual Christmas show at Hundred and Central. I do not know the theme yet. And then they do part of it here, and they do half. The show at the library is half of their holiday show from the high school, and then they just do holiday standards. So a great campy time will be had by all, Jennifer. One of my favorite shows of the year. So this fall concert schedule will be available to pick up at the Hunter County Library, probably starting next week, and will be on our webpage as well. So a lot going on in the fall, and plus we might also have a family we're working with the Youth Services Department. We might have a family like harvest fall day in October. Hopefully that comes to fruition. We'll work on that for you.
And we're having in September, we're going to have someone do some Tai Chi at the headquarters library.
Okay, yeah. What speakers do you have planned?
We have some Tai Chi. We're going to have Lori Walmock. She does coding for children. She's going to come do coding for adults, so that your kids and grandkids aren't having all the fun and you kind of have an idea of what they're going on and can speak their language.
Coding?
The computer coding.
Yeah. Is coding fun?
Some people think so.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to have a signature analyst on the 29th of September.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yes.
What did you think about the Christmas one I gave you?
That was good. I wish we weren't so booked in December.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, but we've had Kevin Weiss for other things. I believe we are.
Bummer.
And then we're also having Michael Norris back, who does armchair art lectures, armchair travel. And he's doing the grandeur that was Rome, Roman influence and art, highlighted at the Princeton Museum, Newark Museum, Montclair Art Museum, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And then he'll be back in December to do a program, St. Nicholas to Santa Claus, how St. Nicholas evolved into
a modern-day Santa Claus. Oh, we already have a Christmas program.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we neglected to mention that.
Oh, sorry. We have a Christmas program.
Okay, good. Then yes. We'll save the other one for next year or something.
Yeah. What else do we have for the fall? I have a lot. We have Jim Kane is coming back to do a veteran salute to the armed forces in November. And I'm drawing a complete blank. We're going to have, Jim Wade, who does Native American talks. He's going to do the Lenny Lenape activities in the fall, since there was so much Lenny Lenape activity in and around Flemington. The man who did Ulysses last spring is coming back, and I forget who he's going to do this time.
Sounds good. So that is a full schedule. And then, of course, there's also a full schedule of programs at the North County Branch Library, and there may even be a few programs at the South County Branch Library. And this on top of all of our book clubs. There are book clubs at every location, the North County, South County, and Main Library. And there's a Friends of the Hunter County Library book club as well. Is the Tricky Tray Friends fundraiser going on this fall?
It is. We just got an email today.
Okay, so that's another event. What else? I think we're missing something. I mean, there's a lot of recurring programs. We have a lot of clubs at the library.
Yes.
There was this the Stitchers Club or whatever?
What, yes, they'll be meeting on
the Fiber Artists.
Oh, and then we have
Scrabble Club
and knitting at the Headquarters Library.
Yes. That's why our meeting room is very busy, Jennifer. We should, like, yes. That's the one thing we should do. We should make, like, a grand meeting room. We should, like, bump that thing out.
But you mentioned the South County branch, and after I leave here today, I'm on my way down to the new old location of the South County branch. We got keys, and we're going to go in.
So explain, Jennifer, what you're talking about.
6 years ago, we essentially lost our lease in East Amwell, and we moved 4 miles down the road to West Amwell.
Everything must go.
And we've been enjoying our time down there, but we've negotiated a new deal, and we're going back to East Amwell.
Whoever said you can't go home again was incorrect, Jennifer.
We're going home again, and we're turning it around. We're shaking things up. The main entrance will now be on the Route 31 side.
Oh, really?
We're going to be at the Point. Yes, because all those parking spaces back there will be dedicated to the library.
Nice.
It's been freshly painted, I hear, and new countertops in the bathroom. So James and I are going to go in a short hour and take a look around and see what else needs to be done.
Very good. Well, good luck.
Thank you. So we're getting ready.
Happy to have the South County Branch Library. I'm sure the residents of Ringo's are pleased about this.
They are
news.
But I've been working in East Amwell and West Amwell a couple times, and now they're going to miss us. So, you know,
it's
just 4 short miles up the road.
Yeah, it's only 4 miles away.
It's not
right?
That far away. So Jim Gano will be in a minute. Remember, next week, tune in at 10 o'clock to hear a special edition. And until then, remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Possible developments in the search for a missing University of Iowa student, 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts, who's been missing since July 19th. This has now taken authorities outside of Iowa, as police in Kearney, Missouri say Tibbetts may have been at a local truck stop on July 26th. Video footage was reviewed and statements were taken from witnesses before police alerted authorities in Iowa. Kevin Winker is heading up the investigation in that state and says they're still hoping a Fitbit Molly was wearing when she disappeared could provide some clues.
We are looking at all technology as it relates to Molly, and we are looking to generate leads based on that technology.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. In Northern California, firefighters say containment efforts for the car fire near Redding have stalled. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Pope Francis says the death penalty is never justified, declaring today that it's inadmissible in all cases and amounts to an attack on the dignity of the person. His declarations being added to the official statement of Catholic beliefs. In the past, the death penalty was allowed in some cases, but Pope Francis says the Church will now work to see that capital punishments abolished around the world. Authorities in Philadelphia say a 2-year-old boy was attacked and killed by several pit bulls inside a home. Police say responding officers could see the child being attacked through the front door and fired shots at the dogs, killing one, but the boy still died. They say 3 other people were home at the time and weren't injured. Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. The Labor Department reporting 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 1,000 more than the